Back with the American Awakening. We're having some technical difficulties and we can't really figure out which end it's on, so I'm going to do the second hour from the phone. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I'm going to take Chris first. And Chris, I apologize for keeping you on hold so long, but I couldn't hear anybody, including my board op. So, how you doing,
well,
Chris?
You got it this time, Michael. Congratulations. Always wonderful to get reacquainted.
We need to get reacquainted.
I say it's difficult to get reacquainted with new equipment and a new location, even though you've been there before.
Oh, yeah, no. Right now I'm on the telephone. I'm going to have to dig in and try to figure out what's going on. I'm not sure whether it's on. It may be on my end. I don't know. But I've tested out all my equipment. It seems to test out okay, but we'll just have to bear with it through the show and, you know, take care of it after I get off the show. So what's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I was following along with your commentary about the hyper-suggestive lack of credibility of James Tomey, given the obvious to anybody with a half a brain that can think and deductive reason, critical thinking, it's obvious that there's a quid pro quo or some other sort of self-unjust enriching considerations being exchanged for these hyper-suggestive exonerations.
Hello?
And, yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. You said unjust considerations, and then my phone went out as well. So go ahead.
It sounds like the FBI, the NSA, or the DHHS are probably interdicting our phone calls because we're sharing too much truth. It's dangerous in the age of despots and tyrannical dictator wannabes.
Well, you know, and that's why I've decided to pay a little bit more attention to this Lacovara case, because I had a long conversation with Eric today about that. And in our discussion, we were talking about just that. And I guess the basis for Eric being on the program was by virtue of the marshals and the FBI seem to be targeting reporters and, you know, people that are getting the truth out there. So there may be a lot of truth to that, Chris. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm absolutely positive because I'm also a victim of a very similar circumstance here in the Las Vegas area. Falsely arrested, held for 31 days, never made a phone call. Had one phone call in from a friend who got worried about me eventually. And the whole thing is just a huge travesty and miscarriage of justice. I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law professional. I am also a free-range content contributor to multiple different liberty and freedom channels, like RBN and others, and I'm very studied in law. And because of this, I've become a political advocate and perhaps an activist, shining the light of truth on corruption in government, in particular here in the Las Vegas area. And of course, that has to do with the Bundy Ranch, also interdiction into the Malheur Wildlife Refuge from afar as a experienced law enforcement professional doing reverse engineering and strong analytic examinations to discern all the defects in the false stories put out by the FBI and the state police departments in Malheur Wildlife Refuge.
Wait a minute. Are you the Chris that came up on Eric's shows from time to time?
I am the one.
Okay.
well, I hope that doesn't disappoint you.
No. When you started talking about Mahler and Las Vegas and all that stuff, then the penny dropped, you know, because I've been in, you know, a couple of discussions with Eric, and Eric's coming up on the program tomorrow night. We're going to discuss it, and he's going to fill me in on a few more details. But and I really didn't want to get off topic into that tonight. But this whole thing fits part and parcel in with this James Comey thing and the FBI. And one little tidbit that I will put out there tonight is that we got on the subject of the marshals, and Eric had suggested that I do a bit of investigation on the marshals because they're just they're in it as much or more than the FBI. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. In fact, when we look at the federal behemoth, if you will, this monstrosity out of the District of Criminals, the cesspool of corruption that is permeating that, infested with the pedophilic interest, the drug distribution interest, the sex trade interest, the perversion and cruising at different kinds of parties while they're supposed to be on the government dollar, on taxpayers' dollar, if you will, the abuse of discretion. When we understand that the United States District Courts are not true lawful courts of America, they are in fact foreign law courts, as cited in Balzac, B-A-L-Z-A-C, versus Puerto Rico, It's a very troubling circumstance for America to realize that we've basically been taken over from in and undermined by sappers and miners of the bar. And, of course, this black robe conspiracy of these bar cons, or bar members, if you like that better, has been a steady eating away at freedoms and liberties here in America. And I was just looking here on a very interesting article that I had on my computer about criminal influences taking over the justice system. And that's similar to a scenario that I had read several years ago from a site run by James Roger Brown of the SociologyCenter.com, which had what was termed a compendium on his site that was a Congressional Research Service-sponsored investigation into the infiltration of the Department of Health and Human Services programs administered to the justice in the so-called family court system, DCFS and CPS, around the nation, where many of these children are actually...
Chris, let me interject this, and I've done some research on it, and I agree with you. I really don't want to get too much off topic from Comey and that situation tonight, so I don't want to spin off on a whole other scenario here, but I would ask you if you'd do me a favor, because I have a question for you. I've got other callers on the line. I'd like, if you would, for you to call me back before my show is over, because I want to pose a question to you, okay?
Absolutely. Well, I'll hang in the background, and whenever it's convenient, that'll work out too.
Well, just hang up and give me a call back right about 25 minutes of, let's see, and you're in Las Vegas, so it'd be on the same time, 25 minutes of 9. Give me a call back.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Please do so, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to, is it Reb? Is that right? Hello?
Reb of Bubba Scout Reb here in Soviet, Colorado,
yes,
Metro Denver
yes,
area.
Yes. How could I forget you, Reb? Go ahead.
Three of us, and we're all stuck here on the front lines of this war on terror. And I've talked to the National Command Center today, which everybody should be phoning, and alerted them to this. They're putting in the city of Denver. It's called, it was in the Evil Post, the birdcage liner called the Denver Post. Anyway, they said that you have this church called the International Church of Cannabis because that's what they believe in here. It's their religion. And it helps them get awareness, which means they get out of reality. That's what awareness means in the dope-addicted world of Soviet Colorado. Governor Noriega... So when they talk about these dope traffickers, he's the leading one in America right now, and the Pentagon knows it. So that's why we want to restore order here, and we're on the side of the law. And everyone in Soviet Colorado from the regime down its municipality has done exactly what U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076, is all about. They've broken America. They've broken away from America. and declared their own.
The problem is, Reb, in this modern times, in this day and age, if you're on the right side of the law, you're on the wrong side of the law, according to them, because with them there is no law.
This is President Bush 43 and the Bush-Cheney and Rumsfeld and the whole War College administration. So they're not just fighting the Justice Department. They're fighting the military. That's what makes... We're federal military jurisdiction, which has never happened in the history of America, where they've had witnesses inside America to an internal foreign enemy that's occupying in the contiguous 48 states. This isn't just a revolution. It's an implanted foreign enemy. That's what you got here. The American Friends Service Committee. You look them up on YouTube.
I'm going to let you go. You're getting off topic. I'm going to let you go tonight, okay?
Hey,
What? Okay, I guess he's gone. All right, Mike, do I have any more calls on the line that I cannot see? Okay, I'm good. All right, just let me know, Mike, if another call comes in. But, yes, I do want to – Chris is going to call back about 25 minutes of 9 or 25 minutes of 11 your time, and I do have a question I want to pose to him. But, on topic for that, and folks, I'm going to get into this a little bit because I did have a lengthy conversation with Eric today, which I'll share a little bit with you on. And bear with me here because I'm on a phone. I have no screen up here, and I'm just kind of winging it because – of the technical difficulties. So ultimately it ties in, though, this whole thing with James Comey, and Chris was right, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. And any person that has a rational, logical mind that can think and, has two brain cells to rub together can see that this guy is a snake. This guy is a choker. He's a fixer. He's a boa constrictor. He was put there deliberately by the Obama administration because of his track record at being able to run interference for these criminals. And what bothers me, and again, I didn't want to, touch too much on Trump tonight, but what really bothers me is, number one, Donald Trump left James Comey in office, which I thought at the onset that was a very bad idea because I had done some investigation on James Comey before he was ever elected. And I thought, okay, that was probably the first guy. I thought he was going to get rid of both Loretta Lynch and James Comey. And I was actually shocked when I saw him say that James Comey was going to stay on. That was, to me, the first red flag. Because it's obvious that this man is working for the deep state. He's working for the establishment. He's deeply implanted in there. And it just puzzles me I'll pose the question to you. Is Donald Trump so naive that he can't see that? Or is he compromised to where he can do nothing about it? Because, yes, from what I understand, he could fire James Comey, but he chooses not to do so. Not only that, but I believe it was last night, there was somebody that called in, I can't remember their name, forgive me, but tipped me off about Jeff Sessions, or maybe it was Eric that I spoke with today. Jeff Sessions was here in Phoenix yesterday, and he went down to the border, and he was looking, at where they might build a wall or whatever. But I got some kind of negative tidbits on him as well, because it looks like there was, and don't quote me on this, there was a high-level representative or a former governor or somebody down there in his state of Alabama who Jeff Sessions is affiliated with that was just brought up on charges or just convicted of charges in this same child pedophilia or sex trafficking, something along those lines. And again, forgive me for not knowing exactly, because I was talking to him on the phone doing a bunch of other stuff, and I wasn't able to research it because I didn't have time. But that posed a red flag with me as well, because Jeff Sessions, I thought, was going to come in, and they were gung-ho, and then the reports were coming out that, they were arresting these child traffickers across the country, these sting rings that were around the country arresting all of these people. And I thought Jeff Sessions was all over this. But it looks like since he has actually gotten confirmed, which was very difficult to get done to begin with, he's been either on the defensive or this has been another covert operation, because – not only has he done nothing that I can see, but also Trump has done almost an about-face in a week. And the information that I got, and I believe it was from John's show today, the little snippet that I caught, that Donald Trump was turning over the decision-making process of the foreign policy to the military. Now, if I'm right in that, please call in and let me know, because I thought I heard that on John's show today, which was another red flag that came up to me. And I'm thinking, I really, really hate to say this, folks, but the subject has crossed my mind, and I think I may have put it out either on John's show or Susan Lindauer's show, that I'm just starting to wonder more and more every day if we didn't get played, if the Patriot movement didn't get played and wasn't used by the Trump administration to bolster support from him, knowing what side we were on, and then taking that to get elected, and then, after 83 days in office, showing his true colors. Is that the break music, Michael? Okay. All right,
you've
see you in three, folks.
Heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, and while I'm sitting here trying to do two things at once here, I'm back on Skype, and I'm going to try to ring the network. So give me a second here, and let me see if it works. I'm trying to call right now, Mike. So, and I'm not hearing anything again. So I don't know. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, and the listening audience, I can hear you on the phone. I can't hear you on Skype. So, all right, let's just dispense with it, and we'll get through the show, and I'll try to figure it out later. Anyway, We got Carol in Idaho on the line. Carol, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, dear.
Well, yeah, sorry for your trouble there. I just wanted to mention, as you know, Sessions was the governor of Alabama, and I heard a report yesterday, it probably was on RBN, I just don't quite remember where, to the effect that the current governor in Alabama stepped down, admitting some kind of poor judgment and lack of discretion and impropriety, and it sounded like some kind of an extramarital affair thing. You alluded to it shortly before the break there. It could have had something to do with, you know, sex trafficking. I don't know, but had you heard that, that Alabama's governor
And Carol, let me interject here because I have talked to so many people today, and I've listened to Rivero, I listened to John, and, you know, all my brain cells aren't like they used to be, so I'm not real sure where it came from. but what I do know is that I got it from somewhere, and I wasn't real sure about the particulars. All I knew, it was some high-level official in Alabama, which is where Sessions is from. You know?
Yeah, so, and I think it was the governor, and I didn't hear, I wasn't able to hear any of those shows today because I had other commitments in the afternoon, but yesterday I did hear it. So I'm afraid that that's true. They have their governor. They lost their governor now. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, Michael.
My biggest concern is it seems like all of these people that are, you know, and I'm seeing these snippets of, you know, Hillary Clinton affiliates being arrested for this or that, and I don't even remember what for now. But it seems like the vast majority of these people that are carrying are up in these high levels of office, they all have, you know, criminality based, and James Comey obviously is a choker or a fixer, and he's covering for these people. And it brings me to, you know, Joe Arpaio, when Mike Zullo was investigating the birth certificate issue with Obama, that was a big scandal, and Mike Zullo is who uncovered this thing about Dennis Montgomery, which I reported earlier. And, you know, the Obama administration and George Soros soaked a whole bunch of money into the campaign with Paul Penzone against Joe Arpaio, and I think it was revenge or retribution for, you know, Arpaio daring to even question Obama's lie about where he was born. So, you know, and Mike Zullo made a comment, and he said, if we can't take this information, i.e. the information from you know, Larry Klayman and Dennis Montgomery to the FBI. If the FBI buries it, where else can you go? There's no place else to go.
And if it is true that you need to be a criminal and you need to, that they need to have something on you in order for you to, quote, qualify, unquote, to be in the system, then good luck trying to get justice anywhere.
Right, which is what you and I had spoken about the other day, which is why I'm paying a little bit more attention to this Tom Lacovara thing and bringing Eric up on the program tomorrow night, because the more I find out about what happened to Lacovara, the stinkier it gets. Because I was not aware.
Well, it's a classic example.
I was not aware that they actually did not arrest him for 11 months after the incident.
Mm-hmm. He was on radio all in that time in between there. He was taking his show all those months in between.
So
anyway, Michael, thank you.
Okay, all right, Carol. So evidently, any more calls, Mike? Okay, Mike must be in the bathroom or something. But anyway, so, you know. Okay, go ahead and put him up. You're on with Michael. Hello?
Hi, hello, Mike.
Yes, how you doing? Who is this?
This is John from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Hi, John. We're having technical difficulties here tonight, so I can't see who's, you know, on the phone or whatever. So go ahead.
That's okay.
All right. Let me hold you over, John. All right.
I'll
pick you up right after the game.
You bet.
Thanks.
You bet.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I fixed the problem, believe it or not, and it evidently is a jack on my computer that's acting up. So with that, let's go back to John in Cucamonga. You're on with Michael. Go ahead, John. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem, Michael. Hey, look, I'm no friend of this guy. I guess he was the governor of Alabama, but he wasn't engaging in pedophilia or anything like that, or child trafficking. I heard the story, I heard it several times. He had a sexual liaison with one of his staffers, but what they got him for was, he got exposed, was he was using public funds to cover up his dalliance. So,
well, you know what, John? That doesn't detract from the less than credible people we have that are supposed to be our leaders. Would you agree?
Hey, fornication is okay, huh?
Well, I mean, you know,
it could have been adultery for all I know. The guy could be married, you know.
Well, you know, but in the years, think about it. In the years past, they impeached Bill Clinton over an alleged BJ, you know, with Monica Lewinsky, and now it's graduated from that. I mean, there's this, all of this, it's almost satanic stuff that's, you know, it's like our country's in a downward spiral into a cesspool or something, you know.
Right.
And you have to start questioning, how did this happen? When did it happen? And why did it happen?
And then Trump, during his, when he was stumping for president, I'm not saying that illegal immigration is not important. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that I used to be somewhat active in anti-illegal immigration activities and marches. I went to about four or five of them. But I found out at a Wilshire Boulevard downtown L.A. march one time this is my opinion. I know it's on your show, but most of these people are as dumb as dirt. And their leaders are about the same way. Guy said to me, "Boy, if only someone would tap George Bush on the shoulder and tell him to put some more Border Patrol people down there." I said, "I did not call him a name. I just said, look, George Bush knows exactly what he's doing, and he's the one who is responsible for this." And I think it even registered even more. And this is post 9/11. This is about in 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. And I remember your story before you left the last time about how you were a guest of the guy at American Patrol, Glenn Spencer.
Yes,
down in
When he found out
that you thought that 9/11 was an inside job, he asked you to leave. Is that right?
He threw me out. Yeah, he threw me out of his house.
I mean,
that was 10 years ago.
These are the people who are the leaders. And Barbara Cole was no better. May she rest in peace. She didn't have a clue either as to what was going on. Just all she could see were these people coming across the border, you know. So Donald Trump says, "Oh, well, I'm going to build a wall." Well, that's not going to, you know, the way to stop it is put the officers of the corporations in jail who are hiring them, you know, and take a few steps with anchor babies, and that'd take care of that problem.
Well, it wasn't too long after that incident where Spencer threw me out of his house that George Bush went down to the border, and all he did really was a photo op. He was just driving around down to the border and taking pictures of him. He didn't do anything. You know,
he
just went down there to appease the uproar of the people with the immigration, but they didn't. They had no plans of doing anything.
Absolutely not. Well, no, his goal and his actions were to decrease the staff of the Border Patrol and to actually tie their hands so that they would have more difficulty in performing their jobs.
No, I agree. Yeah. Okay. You know, well, anyway, anything else you got before I let you go? I got some other callers.
That's all. I think you've got a call coming. So thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the call, John. Okay, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas again. Chris, are you there? Oh, I thought that. What's that? I had a couple of them on the line. Well, he's supposed to call back in here in a minute. But at any rate, yeah, you know, on that topic, when we're talking about, you know, we vote these people in, and we vote them in with good intentions because the vast majority of the American people are just honest, hardworking people. You know, they go to work, they come home, they're tired, they raise their kids, they, you know, live from week to week. Many of them go to church on Sunday, and they're just all around decent people. And we elect these people into office to take care of the supposed, you know, foreign affairs and legislation and so forth that we don't have time to do. A lot of us aren't educated in. And somehow or another, you know, we either elect these people that are total hypocrites, that are total turncoats, that put on a face or that are, what's the word I want to use? No, Laura Knight Jadzik, I had on my program many, many years ago, and she said 4% of the population of the world are psychopaths and narcissists. So these people have no empathy for anybody, and they run for office to gain control, and they do these things because they have no empathy, and they only mimic us and our emotions, and they use us and our empathy and our emotions against us because they don't even know what it feels like, which makes a little bit of sense because if you think about it, how could somebody without some real rational thought and not as only a last resort turn around and bomb a country like they did in Iraq and kill over 1 million people with no feelings for the lives of the people that they took? And this is a concern to me, folks, because I've said before and I'll say again that this incident that Donald Trump pulled launching that missile strike over in Syria, no, that was the wrong thing to do. He should have went to Congress, thrown it in their lap and saying, OK, it's your deal. You deal with it. But he didn't do that. And that was the first time since Donald Trump's been elected that I went, uh-oh, we got a problem here. And since now that he's turned it over to the military to make the decisions, it looks like the problem's getting worse instead of better. Okay, Chris is back. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. You're on with Michael, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. I wanted to pose a question to you because I had a question that came up when I was in a conversation with Eric the other day, and he had mentioned what is called the Vickers, I guess it's the Catholic Vickers Council or something. Are you familiar with that?
I'm casually familiar. He talks more about it than I do. I'm not Catholic, although I'm pretty aware of the emanations of the so-called Catholic cult church from Flavius Augustus Constantinus, a.k.a. Constantine the Great,
okay.
Built on the seventh pillar of Rome called Vaticanus Mons.
Okay, well, the question that I posed to him is that I was asking him if he was familiar with what is called the Sestwe QV Trust. Are you familiar with
yes.
that? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Because I was wondering if somehow it was tied in with that, because I've seen a number of videos of these people that are going into the courtroom, and they are using the Sestwe QV Trust because evidently, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, that I spent 20 years as an estate planner, so I'm very, very familiar with trusts. I used to do seminars for attorneys across the country for trusts because, well, attorneys, a lot of them, you know, they're – they're schooled in law, but they don't know how to give an entertaining presentation, so they would hire me to do it. So anyway, aside from that, you know, I was familiar with trusts and how they operate, revocable, irrevocable trusts and so forth. And the Sestwe QV Trust is evidently, when I looked at this from the concept of knowing what a trust, how a trust performs, and then also knowing how the court works, it looks like indeed that that's what they're using. And I've watched a few of these videos of these guys going into the courtroom that are calling them out on it, and it just flusters the heck out of the judge and the prosecutors and the clerks and everybody. And the judge will actually recuse herself, and she will come back. And, of course, if it's admiralty law, she recuses herself and comes back. And when she comes back, it's a different level of court procedure from what I understand. But then she tries to order a psychological evaluation, which which happens with regularity these days, you know. But I just was
victimized by it myself.
With the psychological evaluation? Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that seems to be another tool and tactic they're using, and I can give you another example. There was a number of years ago, my daughter went down to Florida for a conference, and she was having a couple of drinks in a hotel room, and she hadn't had anything to eat all day, and she got into a fight with one of the girls in there, and she passed out. Evidently, they called the manager of the hotel. Manager of the hotel comes up, calls the police. They escorted her off, and Baker acted her. They put her in the hospital, and it was under a 72-hour hold. And ultimately, because of my position at the time on the radio, and the fact that that I had a radio show, I was able to get her out. But it looks like, at least down in Florida, that what they do is they pick these people up under the Baker Act from anything from, you know, jaywalking to hugging a tree. They throw them in a facility, hold them under the Baker Act for 72 hours, and they bring them into a probate hearing once they've interviewed them to find out if they have any insurance. If they find out that they have the capabilities of paying for a stay in their psychiatric facility, a probate judge will grant them a 30-day stay so they can collect on the insurance. That's a scam running down in Florida. Okay, what's going on up there in Las Vegas with you?
Well, I think you're seeing the same thing happening basically nationwide. there's a bar, and the insiders who understand how these systemic trusts operate are really capitalizing on the human resources capitalists. Well, you may know, under the Social Security Act, whenever we're all birthed, they create a trust in the name of the child, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not known to the parents.
No,
and
no,
it's an amount of $1.8 million, and of course it earns interest for the perpetuity, but the
right.
people are never advised of this, and so whenever the courts incarcerate someone, they then have the ability to access that capital resource, that trust fund.
And let me interject something. Chris, let me interject something here, because I've gone down the rabbit hole on this pretty deeply. And evidently, Jordan Maxwell, who's been doing this since the 1960s, he's very familiar with it as well. And what they do is they, you know, they issue a birth certificate with a QCIP number on it, and they set up the straw man. And when you go into court, the people are unaware. And by the way, I have never used this. I've watched videos of people that have, and it really flusters a court, because when you walk in there, you're walking in there as the body of a human being that is representative of a corporate fiction that has been set up by the state, and the unwitting person doesn't know that. So when the first thing the judge does is they say, are you Michael Herzog or are you so-and-so? As soon as you identify yourself as that, you're done. Now,
well, you're exactly right. Some of these treacherous traps that these black-robed priests of Baal exercise in these so-called courts, which are really war courts, there's a concept called justiciales. It's spelled two different ways, F-E-T-I-A-L-E-S and mm-hmm. F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S, and it has an incredibly close sound through feciales, which is a bunch of crap, because that's what it is. It's actually a secret silent war, the absolute destruction of anyone that can ensnare into their court war fields, if you will, because courts were created to create an alternative means of dispute resolution as opposed to armed combat on the field of battle, moving it into a war of paper and wits into the so-called courts.
Well, okay, but going back for just a moment to the Sestrate QV Trust and in comparing that, and I hope for the sake of the audience, and I don't mean to undermine anybody here, I hope, folks, that you can follow along with this. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. But in my 20-year experience with dealing in trusts, in accordance with that straw man that they set up and that bank account with a QCIP number that you mentioned, Chris, is that they turn the tables on you. And with a trust, there's a trustee, a beneficiary, and the grantor. Okay, and they turn it around on you. You're the beneficiary of your trust, but they turn it around on you and they make you the trustee, and they make the prosecutor the beneficiary, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Well, I think you're right. These are such highly level financial transactions. Most people are not competent, they're not schooled, they're not educated, they don't have a clue about what's happening in these courtrooms. And it's very predatory, rapacious, and abusive to the people. In fact, we find that they're ripping off old people's Social Security and other sorts of schemes of extortionate activities under the guise of being administering justice, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that all-caps fictitious name, the Capitus Maximus, according to Black's Law, 4th edition, where these things are set forth clearly, is a corporate trade name, nom de guerre, a name of war, where they commit war against us without our knowledge.
Very clever. And in all the transactions that I've ever seen, whether it be your phone bill, or whether it be your bank statement, it doesn't matter what it is. It comes all in capital letters. And to my surprise, the only time I have seen small letters used, like I generally write my name, was with a credit union where I financed a car, and they actually use capital M small letters, capital H small letters. Every other corporate entity that I've ever dealt with, from the IRS, which is another story in itself, to, you know, a car loan, to a bank loan, to a mortgage, to anything, a credit card's always been in capital letters. So I think it falls under the UCC code, if I'm right. Does that make sense?
Well, in fact, some suggest the UCC could be the Universal Canaanite Code of the Sea. The sea peoples, the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the terrors of the seas, and they were accomplished sailors around the world, and they were in fact merchants, or haunted by mercenaries, if you like the etymology of the word, in reverse order. And it's a very, very nefarious, and it's just diabolical what the bar has done to America. They're basically rob-raping and plundering at will over these people who have been rendered virtually without knowledge, through no fault of their own. They think they're paying for an education. They go to their so-called free public schools, which are Central Soviet-sized indoctrination propaganda training facilities, Dumbing Down of America. That's one of the popular sites of, I should be able to tell you your name, it's slipping my mind right now. But it's insane what's going on in America. The people are being preyed upon. We're being taxed to death. The country is being looted, plundered by the people who are so-called representatives, who are representing our interest into their own self-interest.
Well, okay, let me ask you this question, Chris, just out of curiosity. Are you of the opinion that Donald Trump, number A, was aware of this, and he actually was covert in his entry and as part of it? Do you think, B, that he was naive and has got into a viper of snakes and in the middle of a swamp and is only now finding out? Or do you think it's something else?
Well, it was my contention we had 17 imposter conservatives from the very get-go, all controlled oppositions masquerading as conservatives when they were probably more radically left-wing extreme, or at the very best, libertarians, if you will, which is kind of wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. And Trump absolutely knows. He's a very savvy individual, very business-wise, working in the New Jersey, New York area. As a contractor builder, you do not do that without being clued in on the inside. And, of course, his palatial apartment there in Trump Tower is well-appointed with sun-worshipping cult symbols of ancient Egypt and Kemet, if you will. Very, very well-appointed with all sorts of esoteric and pagan regalia. So he is obviously a deep COINTELPRO on the inside, and he may have been, in fact, an accidental choice on the way to an election. He wound up winning the lottery, but only because the people were so polarized about the diabolical and devious activities of the Clinton Foundation, or the Clinton Gang, as they're more accurately called, and they're ripping off people, engaging in pedophilia, cannibalism, and other nefarious activities, not to mention looting people and trading in arms, people being killed, bloodlust money to cover up crimes on their history of psychopathy.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible, because I've been mulling around this idea for the last couple of days, do you think it's possible that the powers that be and their social media strategy and so forth, do you think that they propped Hillary Clinton up as the candidate, and they really, really wanted Trump to win? They knew Hillary wasn't going to win, and they had tested the waters of the population to the point where they were pretty sure that in acting like Hillary was going to win, and you know, fixing the polls and so forth, that they had enough of a thermometer on the public at large to know that the public at large wasn't going to buy it, and to know that Trump would be elected. Do you think that they wanted Trump in office? Because what is looking to me more and more like? Go ahead.
I don't have that sense. I think they actually bet very heavily on Hillary, spent ungodly amounts of money to fix the elections everywhere, to buy votes, to bus people around to be unqualified, vetted, unvoted voters around the nation. I think the fact that the people caught on, they were able to catch them fixing the votes many different places, and this has been a real problem ever since they went to the electronic votes, since the so-called hanging Chad scenario down in Florida with Jeb Bush was the governor. Surprise, surprise. And but whenever you operate the Hegelian dialectic, the paradigm of the false choice, problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, whenever your two candidates all lead to the same choice, to the same ultimate deep, dark state government running the government, it really makes no difference to them what happens. They just let the people think they had a choice, and they really had the same
It's the left leg and the right leg of the same monster. That's all it is. You know, it's just, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Chris, I'm going to let you go because I got to close out the show here. But I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, you're welcome. And we'll talk again. All right. Thank you, Chris. You know, it's interesting, folks. And since this whole transition has happened and Donald Trump has, you know, kind of, I don't know, shifted gears, whatever he's done, there's all kinds of thoughts that are going through my mind here. I don't really know what to think at this point. And I know I heard a couple of callers on Michael Rivero's show today talking about Alex Jones is, you know, going out of his way to run interference for Trump. And I'm going, you know, I wish that were true, but there's a sinking feeling in my gut that he has either been compromised, he has either been threatened, or has sold out. I don't think it's being sold out, but I think that it could be for the sake of the safety of his family. He's been told that he's either going to play ball with them or they're going to destroy him and his family. And the fact that Jared Kushner entered the picture has got me extremely bothered as well. And I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not going to talk too much about Trump because I think Michael Rivero and John Stadmiller do an absolute fantastic job at analyzing and summing up the situation much, much better than Alex Jones does, because Alex is too busy right now running interference for Alex Jones or for Donald Trump, along with Roger Stone and Steve Pachenik and all those other guys. You know, but the bottom line is that I honestly don't want to give up on him yet, but I have to tell you, the line is starting to get pretty close, and I'm paying a very, very, I'm putting a very critical eye on it, along with my magnifying glass, because we're living in very serious times here, and one slip of the button by people, and I agree with Rivero, that the rest of the world has got to be looking as right now as a rogue nation of people that are literally lunatics, and they're in fear of what our leadership is likely to do, especially in light of that, not only the missile attack, but also blaming it on Assad continuously, when it's obvious that any fifth grader can figure out that there was no motive there. And remember, with an investigator or a prosecutor, there has to be a motive and a method, okay, and the opportunity, the highest of which is motive. And Bashar al-Assad had no motive. He was winning, folks. They were getting ready to go to Belgium and have peace talks. So whoever did this, and there's speculation on where it's coming from, but I will say one thing for certain. In my heart, in my mind, it certainly wasn't Bashar al-Assad. When I've seen that guy, and I'm about ready to, I'm gonna watch a clip after this over about body language, where this lady that's an expert on body language interviewed Bashar al-Assad, and I'm really anxious to get her take on it, because every time I've seen that man interviewed, he comes across to me like a very forthright and very honest person. He does not strike me as being two-faced. There's some of them that come up on stage back during the campaign where you could sit there and watch him for a minute, and you know they're two-faced hypocrites. Donald Trump came along, and he was naive enough. He was a businessman. He was an outsider. So we gave him the benefit of the doubt because we were sick of having the establishment powers that be go on and on and has to hand the baton off to a Republican and a Democrat, and we never see anything get done. We thought that by putting an outsider in, we would finally have somebody in there that would get something done. And I'm praying that we're still right. Thanks for listening tonight, and I'm sorry about the technical screw-ups. Evidently, it was on my end. We got it fixed up. I'll see you tomorrow night with Eric Jones. We'll get into more of this Lacovera thing. I'm interested about that, and I have some thoughts on it, but I'm going to share it with Eric. Have a good night, folks. See you tomorrow. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.